We know that smoking is not a part of making that happen. We all know the dangers, but we also know that it's tough to quit smoking and make it stick. And that's where Nicol Block comes in. It comes in a little bottle, and when you put it on the filter of your cigarette, it blocks the inhalation of tar and nicotine. So you got to check this out. Go to nicolblock.tv and find out more. You can also call 877-835-6060. Now, whether this is your first time quitting or your fifth, Nicol Block is your best chance to stop smoking for good. The taste doesn't change, and neither does your satisfaction. But what does change is your dependence on nicotine. And as you increase the number of Nicol Block drops, you'll gradually decrease your tar and nicotine intake. It's that simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. 877-835-6060 or go to nicolblock.tv.
A Baltimore police officer is not guilty in connection with the death of Freddie Gray. Officer Edward Nero was acquitted today on charges of second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and misconduct. Nero could have been sentenced to 15 years in prison if convicted. Gray died over a year ago while in police custody. The U.S. is ending a decades-long ban on selling military equipment to Vietnam. Here's John DeMaster.
President Obama calls it the next step in normalizing relations between the two former enemies. At a press conference in Vietnam alongside the nation's president, our president says lifting the ban is part of broadening U.S.-Vietnam cooperation, including issues of trade and security, referring to recent territory disputes in the South China Sea, where China's been building up islands to back its maritime claims. Several nations, including Vietnam, dispute those claims. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Supporters of Bernie Sanders are filing a lawsuit to get California's voter registration deadline extended. The deadline is today for the state's primary election on June 7th. The stakes for Sanders are high in the primary, with nearly 550 delegates available. Concerns over possible listeria contamination have prompted a voluntary recall of products with sunflower seeds. USA's Tammy Rose has details.
Some products made by Planters, Sunrich Naturals, and Papa John's salads and produce are included in the recall. No illnesses have yet been directly tied to the products. The possibly affected sunflower seeds were produced by Minnesota-based company SunOpta. The voluntary recall covers two dozen states. Planters and Sunrich Naturals sunflower kernels made between February 1st and April 21st are in the recall. Also, Papa John's Oriental salad with sesame ginger dressing with sell-by dates of May 18th through May 25th. The FDA urges customers who bought these products to throw them away or return them to the store for a refund. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
The world's oldest Olympic champion has died. Alex Tarex died at his California home Saturday. He was 102. He and his teammates won the water polo gold medal when Hungary defeated Germany in the 1936 Berlin Olympics. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
And we're here in the studio, and we have some special guests here at Hot in Hunterdon. So stay with us.
For a break that would make it okay, there's always some reason to feel not good enough. And it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
And This is Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hot 100, and today is May 23rd. We're getting ready for Memorial Day weekend, a great weekend to kick off summer, and I have in the studio with me two guests today from Unity Bank. I'll be introducing them shortly. We'll be talking about Unity Bank as a community bank and some of the great work they're doing in the community. And to tie everyone back to finances and bank and having a friendly bank, we're going to touch upon a lot of those topics today. And as always, we like to start out with a quote, and we're going to do a quote today by Eleanor Roosevelt. So we had a great quote picked out for her, and then my computer went crazy. So we're going to do our second favorite here, Henry David Thoreau, who said, "That man is richest whose pleasures are cheapest." So we're going to make sure if you have riches today that you invest them wisely and use them wisely. But first, I know everyone wants to know about the weather. So we're going to do a short commercial break, and then we'll be back here at Hot 100 In.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Okay, and here we are. Our weather for May 23rd. What are we looking at? We are looking at some light rain. We were just talking on our way in. It was so beautiful when I left my office around 3, and that rapidly declined to some cloudy skies, and we're looking at a high of 67 today, so that was pretty nice. But there is a 60% chance of showers today and possibly a thunderstorm. So get the umbrella nearby because you may need it. Tonight, definitely looking at some showers. But tomorrow we have a high of 76, so it'll be just like today, maybe a little bit warmer. And we have some wind, actually. We're looking at a little bit of wind that comes in with the rain tomorrow night. So I'm sorry to say about that. But I do like to give you a hint of when you should take a sick day or a vacation day or call in sick. And that week, Wednesday, is our day to do that. It's mostly sunny with a high of 83. The rest of the week is just about the same. Thursday, we're partly sunny, chance of thunderstorms, so that's probably not your day for the beach. And Friday, partly sunny, 83, kicks off Memorial Day weekend. We're going to see what everyone's plans are for the weekend and what the traditions are for Memorial Day. We're going to tie that into maybe some special promotions at Unity Bank, so stay with us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're back here in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. And finally, I was trying to tell my guests how quickly radio time goes. It's already 10 after 4. And I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I'm happy to introduce two guests from Unity Bank. And I'm going to make sure that I have the right mics on for them. So, Michelle, why don't I introduce you first? You could give your title and your last name. Hi, Georgine. Thanks for having us. Michelle Cavanaugh. I am the Regional Vice President of Retail Sales for Unity Bank.
Excellent. And next we'll have Rosemary Fellner.
Hi, Georgine. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer at Unity Bank.
Excellent. So a bank is, Unity Bank is known to be a community-minded bank. I know we're going to be talking about that today. And you're both out of your main office, and where is that?
We're in Clinton.
In Clinton, mm-hmm. New Jersey.
Yes,
excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I think that all of our local residents from the Clinton area that enjoy the Clinton Holiday Parade, they all park in your parking lot in order to attend the parade, right?
Yes, we always. That is a nice bonus, all of us that go down to the parade, because we have a float in that parade every year. We really enjoy participating in that. This year we had singers from one of the local Star Maker School that we had their kids on our float singing.
Oh, you must have had a fun time.
It was awesome. And being able to park in the parking lot and walk down, it's a nice convenience.
That is a very popular parking lot that time of year, and it's great that you actually not only allow that, but you have a float and participate in Clinton. We try to, as much as possible, to mention some of the local things that are going on, and I know that you're also participating in Community Day with the Hunterdon County Chamber.
Yes, we are. The Unity Balloon will be there, so we'll have that out so folks can take tether rides and kind of see a whole bird's eye view of the community. And that's always a nice day because there's, you know, it's a whole joint effort of all the different organizations that come together.
That sounds like a fun time. So if anyone wants information on that, they can go to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Facebook page or their internet, and you can hear all the details about that fun day that is not this Saturday but next Saturday. So that's fun, and you could stop by and meet some people from Unity Bank. We're going to learn a little bit more about Unity Bank. I would just jump in and tell us, a lot of people think banks are institutions, and with a lot of the failing banks, it really didn't help the community minds of individuals. And I think that now we see a shift. More and more people are participating in credit unions and with smaller banks as a result of that. And I think I know that you have some new branches going up, and the community involvement has really been great for Unity Bank. So maybe you could just tell our listeners a little bit about the philosophy of the bank.
Well, you know, we are a small community bank. We have branches in, you know, we are headquartered in Hunterdon, but we are in Union County, Middlesex County, Warren County. We have a branch that's in Pennsylvania, a little by Easton. You know, so we really, we're really right in that 78-22 corridor. All of our branches are really charged with getting embedded in their communities, you know, knowing their townships, getting involved if it's street fairs, knowing what the nonprofits are in their area. And we really are encouraged to participate, get to know them. We have many of our branch managers that are either on boards or help on committees for, you know, the different organizations. So it's really a win-win. You know, we give to them, and they have, you know, they really have confidence in us, you know, not only in the banking, but also in us personally.
We're going to talk about some of those experiences with Unity Bank and with Norwest Cap, but first we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back and listen to more about Unity Bank's involvement in the community and how they make a difference and their employees make a difference every day. Stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back here live in the studio at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office in Flemington. We have a very mild day, but we know that we have to get our umbrellas because we have a chance of showers, we're sad to say. And with me, I have two guests from Unity Bank, Rosemary and Michelle. And we were just talking about Unity Bank and how they're a community-minded bank and some of the great activities that they do with other organizations. And as the host here at Hot and Hunterdon, I will let my Norwest Cap career, as always in this radio broadcast, always comes through. We're able to have a lot of different visitors from Norwest Cap here. And this is, even though neither of you are from Norwest Cap, we also have a great partnership. And Unity Bank and Norwest Cap have been doing several different community projects. And I was hoping that we'd be able to talk about that a little bit.
Well, we're really excited about our recent partnership with Norwest Cap and Grow Row. We've always been involved in a lot of community events, and we're involved with a lot of organizations. This year we wanted to even take it one step beyond and have a very organized volunteer partnership with some different organizations. And a lot of this comes from, you know, all the way from the top of the bank. I know our president, Jim Hughes, you know, he's very involved in making sure that this is our culture. I think a lot of times we think about at the bank, you know, if you're a firefighter, you're a doctor, if you work in a nonprofit, it's very easy to touch, you know see the help that you do every day. And I think it's really important for us at the bank that our employees feel like they're a part of something bigger. You know, sometimes say, well, I'm a banker, how am I helping? But when you look at, you know, our employees being able to go out on this in a volunteer program in our partnership with Norwest Cap and Grow Row, we've actually have a designated coordinator within the bank that, you know, takes part of their job to coordinate all the activities, the volunteers. We put them up on our intranet site, and we coordinate a schedule so that everybody in the bank can get involved, in addition to all of the other boards and different activities that they might be on in their branch. But, you know, to really let everyone know that from, you know, that management supports us all the way up from the top. We work with all of the department heads to give their folks time to do it. And some, you know, it's nice to see that some people are like, well, I don't know if I could do that every week, but you could do it once a month, you could do it once a year, and that we have a steady stream of, you know, volunteers. And I know the ones that have been coming back from the assignment so far are just like, wow, this is really great that you let me leave this morning, you know, for half a day to go plant vegetables or to go help Norwest Cap somebody after school with their homework or things like that. So I think, you know, we're really proud of being able to give our employees a feeling that they are, you know, you're not just a banker, that our bank is making a difference in the community. And I think that really reflects from the top. I know one of the events we've always participated in, I think that just went, was last week, Box City, which is a fundraiser where they have the children, the school age, high school kids, they sleep in boxes overnight at the high school to kind of raise awareness to homelessness. And I know our president and myself personally, too, have been there different years and slept in a box. And it's a really powerful event because there's the kids from the high school raising money and the teams, but also the awareness of what it's like to not have a home. And you think about it when you're sleeping in that box overnight, and the fact that, you know, everyone's like, your president's going to sleep in the box? And we're like, yeah, because that's, you know, that he wants everyone to know in the company that this is, you know, we're all in it. We all have the same vision for our bank to help the community and be part of it.
And that's a wonderful partnership that you have with so many different nonprofits. And I was so impressed when we did an orientation with some of the employees from Unity Bank that are going to be helping with our home energy assistance program. We really could use the help. We had a huge funding loss in the past 2 years, and our voucher dollars are 50% of what they were 2 years ago. So it's a definite need. And I was so impressed with them, and they both lived locally. So I don't know if that had anything to do with their selection process, but they were so happy to have been able to give back somewhere where they live, which is really, really nice. And, you know, we're really looking forward to working with Unity and doing different things. And I wish I had known years ago when I was selecting a career that I could go work for a corporation and just do the volunteer work and the things that really, that you're passionate about, making a difference. And if it's being able to really connect with someone who's homeless, you know, those are very deep experiences that I'm able to have working in this field and talk to someone who is actually living outside and what the barriers are. And so I think it's really a responsible corporation that allows their employees to have access to those other types of things that go on in the community.
Yeah, it also makes us sensitive to what's going on outside. You know, we do work, like we said, with Family Promise, and really getting to know, you know, what Family Promise does, what they stand for, and how we can help them and the you know, the people that they have, you know, that they're housing. You know, a lot of them come from some backgrounds. Maybe they never had a banking relationship, or things have gone amiss and in their lives, and it's hard for them to get back on track. And we've really been there to help them. You know, maybe it's if they didn't have proper identification, we've found some workarounds to help them get back into having accounts, establishing some sense of, you know, just gratification for themselves, making themselves feel better. And it makes us as bankers, you know, it's not just money in, money out. It's making a difference in somebody's life.
And that is critical, I think. And I think that is why Unity Bank offers so much in the community. And so many new places are looking for Unity Bank to open up. I know we have some exciting news we could share about some of your new branches.
Yes, we are growing, which is a good thing. So we want to take this community bank, and we're taking it into Somerville and also into Bergen County. Right now we're looking at Emerson. And we're looking at another site that will also be in Bergen County. So it's exciting times for us at Unity Bank. We're growing, and that's a good sign for everybody.
It is, and I think when you go into a new community, the other nonprofit organizations and the community itself starts to understand the culture of Unity Bank and the reputation that you have to support the community and the people in it, if that is providing financial literacy classes or being able to sit down with someone who very patiently for the first time maybe opening a bank account. That takes a certain skill. And if your staff, your line staff, are aware of the community and what makes up the people in the community and what challenges there may be, they're going to be more patient. And I think that reflects the whole culture of Unity Bank.
Yeah, it certainly does.
And we should probably talk just a little bit just to differentiate. There are different Family Promise organizations. So you have been actively involved with the Family Promise of Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon County. And we have Warren also.
Excellent. We don't want to miss any of the No. Family Promise organizations. And some of our listeners may remember Family Promise was formerly the Interfaith Hospitality Network. So if Family Promise isn't ringing a bell with you, you may remember it from the name Interfaith Hospitality Network. So we have that both in Hunterdon County and in Warren County. And you also have an exciting event coming up.
The car show.
We do. We have an exciting event, and this one does benefit Family Promise. It's for the car show, and it benefits both the Warren County and the Hunterdon branches. One of the things I like about Family Promise is, as you mentioned, there are a lot because that, you know, they banner as a national organization, but each area is really a grassroots individual. You can even see just from the difference between the Warren and the Hunterdon how they really connect with their community and what they need. We have a car show every year. This is our 10th annual car show. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty – I love it. I was, in the beginning of it, it was one of my pet projects. And I like it because it really mobilizes the community. And I think that's some of my favorite things in working with the different organizations that we picked. And I think Norwest Cap was a perfect partner for us, too, because you bring together resources. You know, that's one of the things that I really admire in Family Promise is they're not, you know, it's not just someone who people become homeless for so many different reasons that you might not even realize, but it's not just shelter services. It's about mobilizing resources and bringing people back into the community. So the all the interdenominational churches that sponsor these folks to stay there for weeks, but then also the day programs, the re-entering into work, and all of that, to me, that the way that they mobilize that's what I love about the car show, because it mobilizes the community too. We have all of these generous car owners that come out and spend 4 or 5 hours and park their beautiful cars just so that we have something to, you know, to use as a fundraiser. So they provide the main entertainment, and they donate their time and they pay their entry fee, which all goes to the community. The Knights of Columbus come and they volunteer for us and cook all of the burgers and dogs and all that. So they are our donated chefs. Dr. D Entertainment comes and does, you know, volunteers and gives all of his MC services. So what's one of my favorite things about the car show is that it mobilizes all these resources. The bank underwrites all of the expenses, so every dime that's brought in goes to the Family Promise, when they split it. And I also enjoy the way the two organizations, you know, work together, because sometimes, you know, there's a lot of nonprofits competing for funds, and I love the way the whole show brings together them, too, and they take turns applying for the 50-50 permit and things like that. So I think
that's... And our employees love it, too. I mean, it is, you know, it is something to sit by, and not sit by, but just sit and watch how the employees, you know, just from the day of the volunteering to the day before when it's, you know, getting the water bottles, and there's just a lot that goes into it, and everybody is always looking forward to it. So it leaves a good feeling.
I get asked every year, when are you going to send out the email for to volunteer for the car show? Plus, I really appreciate the way the bank is behind it, too. So all of our employees that work the car show, they get comp time, so they get PTO time for the time that they spend working at the car show, because the bank is really committed to making sure that, you know, that we're involved, and we want to know our employees to know that that's important to us. So car show is on Sunday, June 26th.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking about Cruisin' Bob's Classic Car Show. It's the 10th annual car show. It is Sunday, June 26th from 10 to 2 p.m., and it is at the very popular Unity Clinton headquarters parking lot, where a lot of people do park there for the Clinton Holiday Parade. And the exact address of that is 64 Old Highway 22 in Clinton, New Jersey. So again, the car show we're talking about, it's Sunday, June 26th from 10 to 2. Is that a rain or shine event?
Well, it's pretty much rain or shine, but we call it the day of. So if the weather's going to be really bad, classic car owners, we understand they're not going to bring their cars out. So it'll be posted on the webpage if it is canceled. But we've been lucky out of 10 years, we've only had to cancel it once. So usually by 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, we'll make the call. If the weather's really bad, you can go to the site and see.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to take our news break now, and then when we come back, we have to talk banking. We have to talk banking.
Okay.
We have to talk some of the different products that are going on at Unity Bank and how people can access them. Stay with us.
Chill us to the bone. We haven't seen the sun for weeks. Too long, too far from home. I feel just like I'm singing. And I claw for solid ground.
with Audrey Strong.
Hillary Clinton says she will talk with fellow Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders about unifying their party when he's ready. USA's Anthony Lucero explains.
Senator Sanders has every right to finish off his campaign however he chooses. I do think there will then be the obvious need for us to unify the party.
That's Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton. And on NBC's Meet the Press, she said no matter her differences between herself and Senator Sanders, they pale in comparison to the differences they have with Donald Trump and the potential of Republicans gaining the White House. Clinton says she believes Sanders when he says he will fight to keep Trump out of the White House. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Bernie Sanders supporters are filing a lawsuit today to get California's voter registration deadline extended. It's today for the state's primary, which will be held on June 7th. This is USA Radio News.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows? Maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A judge says a Baltimore police officer is not guilty of all charges in connection with the death of Freddie Gray. Legal expert Royal Oak says Officer Edward Nero's defense was that he was just a bystander in the arrest.
He was a bicycle officer. He hadn't been trained when it comes to seat belting people in police vans. He touched Gray only once. Really, the driver was responsible for the seat belting.
Nero was acquitted this morning on charges of second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office. Nero could have been sentenced to 15 years in prison if convicted. Nero was also accused of failing to secure Gray in a police van where he suffered a fatal spinal injury last year. This is the first verdict handed down to one of six officers charged in connection with Freddie Gray's death. Oak says the others might use the same strategy to not have a jury trial and to have the judge make the final decision in their cases. This is USA Radio News, breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's been a brutal 4 days on Mount Everest after four people died and two others are still missing. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
Four people dead in 4 days. The first was a 25-year-old man who died while working to fix a route near the summit and fell to his death. Then a 36-year-old man died while heading back after a successful summit on Everest, possibly from a heart attack. Next, officials say a woman died after suffering altitude sickness. Finally, a 44-year-old man died from altitude sickness and two of his team members are currently missing. Officials believe the team of four was climbing when weather suddenly deteriorated at some point and the team lost direction. The fourth climber from the team was rescued and is being treated. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Mad Men fans are once again getting the chance to own a piece of the hit show. A screen bid auction kicks off June 1st with more than 1,500 items up for bidding from the 1960s New York. The memorabilia includes Roger Sterling's Ray-Ban sunglasses, Don Draper's orange guest chairs, and even his 1964 Chrysler Imperial convertible. Some of the pieces have been on display at the Museum of the Moving Image in New York City. Last year, about 1,400 of the show's small props and wardrobe items sold at auction. Mad Men ended its seven-season run last year. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host from Hot and Hunter, and I have with me Michelle and Rosemary from Unity Bank. We got busy talking the first half hour about all of the exciting programs that Unity Bank supports in the community and how they really partner. They don't just send a check, but they really partner with nonprofit organizations. And throughout the community, they do a lot to support it, including having a float in the Clinton Parade. And they'll be at Community Day with the Hunterdon County Chamber. And they have an exciting car show coming up. And I don't want to miss the opportunity to talk about Unity Bank as a community bank. And if someone's looking to be have a banking relationship, either for the first time or to transfer and end up with a new bank, maybe you can highlight some of the things about Unity Bank that make it special or unique.
Well, you know, at Unity, first of all, our branches have, you know, like we've been talking, have employees who are getting, you know, embedded in the community, so they're known and people feel comfortable coming in and you know, learning about what it is that we have to offer. You know, we have the checking accounts and savings accounts and certificates and all the online products and services that you find anywhere else. We really do offer just that personal touch that I think people are really just yearning for. You know, you can come in, you can talk, you get to know, we get to know you, you get to know us, and you just, you know, we become your trusted banker.
And that's really important to people because, unfortunately, just like all across almost every industry, there is a lot of distrust in today's community, a lot of cynicism, and a lot of barriers people have to accessing traditional services. So one of the things about Unity Bank, I think, because you are out in the community, people know their bankers, which
exactly
makes it very nice and unique. And I know you're doing some financial literacy classes as well. So if someone's listening and they have never had a banking relationship or it's been years, they may want to draw upon some of the experience that the bank shares in going out to the community and providing some financial literacy classes or just banking 101. I know you offer that.
We do. We have, there are employees throughout our branch network that are certified financial education facilitators, for lack of a better word, myself included. I know that I've done one at Hunterdon Youth Services for the young men there, and you know, we have programs that are geared from kindergarten all the way up through high school, you know, 12th grade. We also have, you know, some of our branch managers who have done some more you know, more high level of the educational training. I know that I think one of our branch managers in Washington has done some educational services for NorWestCap. So, as you know, it really, we tailor it for the need, and I think it's something, you know, unique that we do for the community just to really raise awareness of, you know, what's out there and what they can expect when they go to a bank.
And things have changed, too, since September 11th. There's a different process. And I know right after that happened, a lot of people had a difficult time opening up an account or changing an account. But now I think we're used to the extra paperwork, and it's a much, much easier process. So I want to speak specifically to that group that might have tried, you know, years ago. Try again. You'll find that it's so much easier.
It really is not. It's not that difficult. Yes, we do have some more rules and regulations that we need to adhere to, but it really is, you know, to keep everybody safe, you know, having to present a driver's license and a second form of ID when you open an account it's really not too cumbersome. Most people are walking around with that on them anyway, and we also can work with you if you don't have any one of those. You know, we have some secondary avenues that we can go with.
And I think today people are doing a lot of online banking, and you offer some technology in that regard, do you not?
Yes, we do. We have all the technology, you know, online banking, bill pay. We have remote deposit. You know, that's for our consumers. Also for our business customers, they also get the benefit of online banking and bill pay. And we also have remote deposit. Soon to come, our mobile deposit for our businesses. So we're very much into the technology.
We have mobile banking now for consumers. I think that's one of the newer exciting things in community banking too, is that you don't have to choose between state-of-the-art technology and a community bank, because you can bank at a small community bank, but we have, you know, the level of security and technology that much larger banks have. So not only do we have mobile banking, we have apps. You know, you can snap pictures of your checks and send them in. And we have a very high level of security, the same, we meet all the same regulatory guidelines that you have to for all of that. And I think that's really nice, because we're able to give that personal and that community service, but also you don't have to give up any of those technology conveniences by being with a small bank, because we have everything, that most of the customers want.
And we should say, too, if this sounds wonderful and if you want to be part of the Unity Bank team, I'm ready to send in my resume. You do have some job openings, right? We're promoting some career opportunities right now at Unity Bank.
I do have a few openings within our branch network. We have an opening in our South Plainfield branch for a relationship manager, branch manager. We're always looking for a pool of personal bankers, which is, our tellers or customer service, universal tellers. Right now that's really where we are. So, we'll be looking to staff our new branches, Somerville and in Bergen County. So that's going to be coming up soon. Any of our opportunities are posted on our website and our career tab. So please check frequently.
And I will give a plug out for the Phillipsburg Police Department. They're hosting a job fair on June 9th in Phillipsburg at Walters Park. I'm sorry, I always get those two parks confused. But they're hosting an all-day job fair on June 9th from 9 to 3. And if you wanted to try to get some individuals who are going into your new branches, that would be a great opportunity. So I invite you to that. That's a free event, all-day event. We'd love to have Unity Bank represented there. And that's, of course, in cooperation with the Department of Labor and the Workforce Departments try to bring job opportunities to a community where they may not be available or know about. So trying to raise awareness of different training and career opportunities. So I mean, obviously your team sounds great. Team building goes on. Your culture is driven through your president throughout the organization, doing so many great community events. And if anyone wants to get information about the employment opportunities, they can go on your website. And can we give that website, please?
It's www.unitybank.com.
Excellent. Okay, we do have to take another commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk more to Unity Bank, Rosemary and Michelle, about some of the things that are happening in the community, how they're a community bank, and where you can access their great services. So stay with us as we do our commercials.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Here at Hot and Hunterdon, we are at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. And I've been talking in the last 45 minutes with my guests from Unity Bank, Rosemary Fellner and Michelle Cavanaugh. Rosemary is the Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer. And Michelle is the Regional Vice President and Retail Sales. And we've been talking about some of the events that Unity Bank supports in the community, what a community bank actually entails, and how they support the community. So now we're going to turn to the branches and where Unity Bank can be found. So we're going to, I know we mentioned the Clinton branch and Washington, but I know you have other branches in Hunterdon County.
We do have other branches. We have 15 right now altogether. In Hunterdon County, we have obviously Clinton, we have White House, and we have Flemington. In Warren County, we have Phillipsburg and Washington. In Somerset County, we have North Plainfield. We have our Somerset branch. Let's see, in Middlesex County, we have Middlesex. We have Highland Park, we have Edison, the branch coming in Somerset County will be our Somerville office. In Union, we have our Union branch, our Linden branch, we have Scotch Plains. So we're really, like I said, we're all along that 2278 corridor. We are very accessible. And you can get directions to any of our branches, phone numbers, which is, I'll reference our website again, which is very detailed. You can find, it's just went through an overhaul and looks great. And you can find whatever you need to know about us on there.
That's great. And the website again is www.unitybank.com. And you can read about the information along with the products and services. We touched upon how if you're opening an account for the first time, it would be a great approach because your line staff is versed in some of the difficulties many people face when trying to open an account for the first time, what type of identification to bring, and they can talk through that. But you also have a lot of products that are available for investments and people looking for mortgages and loans, loans, if they want to get a new car so they can have it at the June 26th car show.
Exactly.
I have my eye on a 67 Mustang convertible. So
okay. Well, you know where to find us.
So you do have your checking accounts, your savings accounts, but then you also have mortgages and loans, and you also have some products for businesses.
We do. We have an extensive list of business products and services from, the checking accounts, savings accounts, the online services. We offer commercial lending. We have an awesome team of commercial lenders that our branch managers have at their disposal to introduce to new businesses, existing businesses. So we are we are out there and we are lending and we're making things happen.
In our lending, we kind of, I think one of the things that I like too is we take that same community approach. So our lenders have a very ingrained in the community, and we come out to people. So, you know, if you're a small business, we know that you don't always have time to come and sit in the bank. So we come out to you. We do, you know, free reviews of your merchant services. We, you know, we bring out plans to you. Our mortgage loan officers, they go all over the place. They meet individuals just, you know, at Starbucks, at their house, wherever you need them to meet you. You don't have to come into the bank. We understand that, you know, people are very busy. And, you know, that's part of our commitment to the community is that we, you know, we bring it out into the community.
It's those small businesses, they're trying to make a living.
Exactly.
And giving up time to do banking is a loss of revenue for them.
Right. And we're very sensitive to that. So, you know, we accommodate.
And that's part of being a community bank is you know your lenders know the businesses, mm-hmm. you know what's working in the community, you're supporting the community, and helping people to make good financial decisions, which aren't always easy, or you don't always have a roadmap to your financial future, but it's you have to start somewhere. And the concept of a community bank is that it's a bank that supports the community, and they grow with the community. We didn't talk about if there's identification or, you know, what qualifies a community bank. I walked my listeners into this knowing that you are a community bank and that you're community-minded and your employees are community-driven. I don't know if we need to touch upon anything else on that.
Well, a community bank is usually defined as by size, and it's usually banks that are considered community banks are where the decision-making and, you know, is done at the same place that the community and the lenders and the borrowers are. So, you know, at much larger institutions, you know, the people making the decisions on the loans aren't right there. So, you know, that's really what constitutes a community bank is a bank that is operating within the community, and that the decision makers and the people that are structuring the accounts and working with helping set up are actually there and part of the community. There's not actually a technical definition of what makes something a community bank.
Which is interesting. Okay, I wanted to make sure I did not miss an opportunity to educate my listeners here on the classification of a community bank. As I said at the onset, been able to work with Unity Bank employees recently, and they are doing some great volunteer work with Norwest Cap, which we're really happy about, and we're glad that they're able to give back to their local community, and they can do it while they're actually on time or comp time, whatever. I think that's such a great concept. Now, because it is hot in Hunterdon, we like to talk about the hot topics. So Memorial Day is coming up. So everyone is going to be counting their coins. And we want to know, at Unity Bank, what kind of services do you offer for coin counting?
We do have several of our branches that have the coin counters in them. Clinton, North Plainfield, Somerset. I'm missing one.
I think that's it.
Yes. I'm trying to go through what everybody has. But, yes, so we do have that availability also. Like I said, it's not in every one of our branches, but, you know, it's sporadic where I think that they're located so people can get to them.
And we do have to let them know that that service is free for our customers.
Oh, yes.
We also do try to, you know, we also, as a community bank, try to do as much as we can for our customers to give them all those extra perks. We give them, you know, the coin counting and Visa gift cards and things like that we can give them. If you're welcome to come and count your coins. If you're not a customer, there is a small fee, though, if you could bring your coins in.
Okay, but free for customers in those three branches. So if everyone, before they go off on the holiday weekend, they're going to be counting their change for the Garden State Parkway, probably. So they're going to keep the quarters, because at some point, I'm sure there'll be dollar bills at the toll. They'll have those machines, but they're going to keep the quarters for their trip down the shore, because I grew up in North Jersey, so you go down to the shore. But if they want to bring their coins in, you're closed on Monday.
Yes, we are closed on Monday.
So they have to get in Saturday before 12 and get the money for their coins, the actual cash value. So that's another service that's offered to customers of Unity Bank. Again, I want to mention the website is www.unitybank.com. You can go on the Hot and Hunterdon Facebook page and see the link to the Unity Bank Facebook page, which talks about the employment opportunities. If you want to be part of this team, as it was described by Rosemary and Michelle, which sounds like a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for your career, either as a, the titles again, I'm sorry, it was a, something that was a branch manager, but you had another name
for it. It's called a relationship manager.
Boy.
Because we are in the business of making relationships with our customers.
I've heard that recently when I was looking at bank, some bank products, and they said that relationships, I guess, is where the money is. So who knew from that? So we have here at Houghton and Hunterdon another opportunity to let people know about a community business here. It's Unity Bank. Their main headquarters is at Old Highway 22. You want to just give a shout out for the car show, the date of the car show?
The car show is June 26th, and it's from 10 to 2. And we will have, in addition to all the great classic cars that we have every year, there's music. Dr. D does all kinds of games for kids, and there's prizes. We have our money machine that people get. We pull two or three names throughout the day. You can go in the machine and grab money. We also have face painting, balloon art. There's food that all the proceeds for the food goes to the nonprofits also. So there's burgers, dogs, all kinds of stuff like that. So there's a lot. There's the cars, but there's a lot more.
Now, is the Unity balloon going to be at that event? Everyone wants to know that.
Unfortunately, we are not a licensed balloon port, so we cannot have the balloon at the car show. But the balloon will be at Hunter and Community Day, and you can have a free tethered balloon ride in it.
And that's June 6th, so I hope our listeners go and visit the balloon, because that is a fun thing to get on and do a balloon ride. And again, I'd like to thank Rosemary and Michelle for spending their hour with me today here at Houghton Hunterdon. We have coming up Ruth Ann Brown. Actually, she may be on a rewind, but she usually is our 5 to 6. So if she's not here live in the studio, you will have the opportunity to listen to a rewind. Thanks for being with us today on May 23rd at Houghton Hunterdon.
Unravel me, distant core. On the outside is forgotten, constantly get along, and the animal awakens, and all
the news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Hillary Clinton says she will talk with fellow Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders about unifying their party when he's ready. USA's Anthony Lucero explains.
Senator Sanders has every right to finish off his campaign however he chooses. I do think there will then be the obvious need for us to unify the party.
That's Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton. And on NBC's Meet the Press, she said no matter her differences between herself and Senator Sanders, they pale in comparison to the differences they have with Donald Trump and the potential of Republicans gaining the White House. Clinton says she believes Sanders when he says he will fight to keep Trump out of the White House. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Bernie Sanders supporters are filing a lawsuit today to get California's voter registration deadline extended. It's today for the state's primary, which will be held on June 7th. This is USA Radio News.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Stores save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. More trouble with recalls in the auto industry. Our Cub Buning has more.
The recent troubles involving millions of automobile recalls is beginning to attract the attention of not just the American public, but the political arm of the